Hello, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of the Players Podcast, brought to you by the Players Help Center. And welcome to part two of our discussion on the brand new Polaris Expedition. I'm your host, Bob Vachon, and joining us again is our expert, David Elia. He's the Director of Product Planning for the Recreation category of Off-Road, and in part two, we're going to cover the interior, driving experience of Polaris Expedition, as well as some of the game-changing accessories that are available for this new side-by-side. Welcome back to the discussion with David on Polaris Expedition. We're going to pick up where we left off in part one, so let's get back into it. Accessories were a huge talking point. One of the big ones is the new Lock and Ride Max system. Why don't you kind of highlight what that is and how is it different from Lock and Ride that we all know and love well?
Yeah. Well, great point. I mean, Lock and Ride has been great for us for, 15 years or better? Mm-hmm. And has really changed the game in how you install and how easy it is to move, relocate, and install accessories. So when we looked at moving that forward, a couple of things we wanted to do was make it infinitely adjustable. You know, Lock and Ride is great today, especially if you have a single point. Like you need to attach two things together in one spot.
Sure.
But this was one of those things that we were inspired by overlanding is when you go – you know, look at roof racks or you open up the back of a Sprinter van or a number of different vehicles, you know, they typically use some sort of E-track or some sort of rail that you can adjust things.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's what we wanted to do. And so I mentioned the parallel box earlier, right? And that's because General had an angled box, which was really cool for style. And we had some accessories that fit with that. But the Expedition, we wanted those parallel rails, aluminum rails, so you could have them infinitely adjustable, also quick to adjust if you want quick release, but also capable that you could bolt something down for security. Like we were just talking about locking the doors. We also want to give the customer the option to bolt things down. And so rails were able to do, you know, provide that as well as being a bit more structural than relying on the plastic and mm-hmm. rubber stoppers that we had in the past. So Lock and Ride Max came about. It's great because it gives all those things we were just talking about. And what I love about what we did with that is the Lock and Ride Max rails, you know, they come on the vehicle at the top of the box and they have a channel on the top of the box as well as on the side.
Sure.
So you can put your D-rings, your accessories, where in either location depending on how you're going to use it, right?
Mm-hmm.
But then we designed the box in a way that you can actually get Lock and Ride rails, say that fast a couple times, on the floor of the box. So you can tie accessories down on the floor. And then also in the back of the floor of the four-door, five-seat models, that floor is completely flat, and we put mounting points for Lock and Ride rails down there as well. And then it's a similar geometry to the Rhino Rack that we partnered with. And so some of the accessories can go in all of those locations, including the racks, the floor, and the box. And so it's a lot more modular than the system we had in the past. And I think it'll be greatly appreciated by customers how much they can really customize the vehicle based on having that system.
Yeah, absolutely. It looks great. And, you know, you mentioned the customizability aspect is, you know, we were looking at them and I think every one of us that owns a truck here was like, why don't we have this in the beds of our trucks?
Yeah, exactly.
This is amazing.
Exactly.
Great opportunities there for customization. And speaking to customization, you know, one of the things in the Help Center we get to look at sometimes is helpful docs to put out, you know, for the customers on the website. And when we saw the accessory product sheet, Excel spreadsheet that came through, and it just kept going and going and going and going of all the accessories that were going to be expected at launch for this thing.
Yeah.
We were jaws hit the floor. So speak to some of the highlights. We saw the rooftop tents in the launch video, the bike racks, you know, lifestyle integration is going to be huge with this. So I don't know how you want to pick out maybe your top five or configurations of accessories. You know, give the listeners kind of some insight into what's going to be available for Polaris Expedition.
Yeah, for sure. Well, when we talk about the experience and everything that we're enabling people to do with this vehicle, right? If we back all the way up, it was to provide them a vehicle that can allow them to expand their hobbies, go further into backcountry that maybe they can't get to today, and adapt to their lifestyle, adapt to their growing family, adapt to multiple hobbies. So that's all made possible by accessories. And so we have a huge line of accessories. So I think you said it, over 100 accessories. What I'm most excited about is the new categories of accessories, right? Yeah. So obviously we have the standards taken care of. We've got the protection with bumpers. We've got beadlock wheels. We've got rock sliders. We have the cabs, you know, either in the North Star or you can buy them as accessory. There are, you know, soft upper doors. There's all those things that we have a lot of experience with. But like you just mentioned, I was excited about more of our adventurous line of accessories. So Lock and Ride Max allowed for a lot more of that to come into play, where we have infinitely adjustable items, and then bringing in the roof racks allowed tents on top, awning, kayak holders, all that goodness. And what I am really proud about is how well integrated it is. Mm-hmm. You know, we just talked about Lock and Ride. It's literally integrated into the body lines and into the floor, right? It's everywhere, so you can put your tie downs, your accessory, wherever you want, right? But if you look at the purchase path of getting a vehicle to maybe go on a weekend adventure and camp out of a vehicle, what's cool about Polaris Expedition and what we did is that the roof rack was designed for the vehicle. Mm-hmm. And so it uses the mount points of the roof. And so to install a Rhino Rack roof rack, you literally remove 4 to 6 bolts that are already on the vehicle and put the mounting plates on and the roof rack, and you're done. And the tent was designed specifically for the roof rack and our vehicle. So it also has 4 brackets and 4 bolts, and it takes about 10 minutes to install. Mm-hmm. And so you can go to a Polaris dealer and you can buy the vehicle, the roof rack, all the accessories you want, including a tent, all in one purchase location, and probably even finance and warranty the whole thing together, right? With no guessing and no drilling required, which is pretty awesome. If you think about the marketplace today, typically customers are buying a vehicle, then they have to research a rack, and then they have to research and find a tent, purchased all from different locations, and then mount it yourself, which usually involves some drilling or guessing and checking how that's all going to go together, right? And so I think that there's a lot of value in that, and that's why we really wanted to pursue a tent and an awning and all these other things. So it really makes it easy for customers. And what we're really trying to do ultimately is save them time. Yeah, you know, let's build them a vehicle that they can have ready to go, so when Friday afternoon comes around, much like the one we're recording on today, right, for a long weekend, like, hey, we're going to get done with this podcast. We're going to go home. Our vehicle's already set up with all that stuff on there. Throw it on the trailer, hit the trail, and we're off for the weekend. And so that's what we tried to do, and I think that is the key. We talked about the flat roof earlier on, and it was really how all that integrated and how easy it is for the customer is really cool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you touched on a lot of great points there, and you know, we could probably have a completely other hour-long podcast just covering the accessories, but you did mention the collections. We've seen that kind of in the past with some of our other vehicles. Can you speak to the collections that are going to be available right away at launch for Polaris Expedition?
Yeah, 100%. So the collections are a great starting point. If a customer is coming in and they have a certain use case in mind, or certain activities they're into, they can reference the collection, which we have, you know, pre-kind of assembled. Hey, here's a bunch of accessories that you would want to consider for, let's say, overlanding. Mm-hmm. And we have a kayak collection, and we have a trail collection. We have a hunt collection. I think there's a couple of more. But it's really a good starting point of, these are accessories we would recommend for that certain use case.
Sure.
But the beauty is that our accessory collection is vast, and the vehicle is so adaptable and modular that you're not locked into that collection. You know, it's a list for, I would say, for inspiration.
Sure.
But if you don't want everything in that list, or if you want to tweak it a little bit, you still order the parts all individually, so you still have that ability to customize it. But it's a great way to start your shopping experience. And also, the website is great with compatibility, and you can build it all up and see how it goes together. And like we've said multiple times, since it's so well integrated and so adaptable that you can build it how you'd like. Mm-hmm. You know, I think, you know, one example that I continue to bring up is, and just shows the mindset behind this vehicle and how engineering went about this vehicle is, you know, like on our Razor line, we typically make a spare tire carrier. And in a Razor, there's not a whole lot of space, right? So there's usually one place for it, and it works really well. That tire carrier is, like the one on the new Razor XP, is one of my favorite accessories we ever made. But there's a single location for it. And on this Product Players Expedition, we made a tire carrier that, again, ties into Lock and Ride Max, that you can put the tire in multiple different locations, right? You can also put flat on the floor. You can put on the roof rack. You can put many different places. And so, you know, I think that's what's going to be fun is customers can go to the site. They can go to the dealer. They can start with a collection, and then they can modify it as they need. And even once they get the accessories, they can still move it around within their vehicle. So highly adaptable, highly customizable. The way I like to put it is the vehicle will change with you. You know, season to season, weekend to weekend, even hobby to hobby, you can change from storage to passengers. You can change from hunting to going camping. You can change what you do with the vehicle, and I think that's going to be the cool value in this vehicle is just how much you can do with it, and you can use it year round. You know, so there's a lot there, man.
Yeah, absolutely. Gonna love the versatility of it. One thing that kind of just popped into my head: we talked a lot about interior comfort and cargo space, and that now this machine is going to be for those adventurers out there. Can you run us through any new? If there are any new features with, say, Ride Command on any of the trims or the audio systems that we've started really getting into in the past with our off-road lineup.
Yeah, man, don't get me started. every element of this vehicle, we did new things, right? So let's break it down into technology, and then let's circle back on the comfort and the ergonomics a little bit. So, yes, this thing is loaded with technology. Again, this is for the person that wants to go out long weekend and explore new territory, right? So we gave every Ultimate and North Star the Ride Command system, 7-inch touchscreen with GPS. You know, over and over again, I say that a favorite feature in Ride Command is the group ride technology, right? So the vehicle's actually, if you go out with a group with a handful of other players' products, the vehicles actually share some information back and forth between each other. And I love it because you can go on a group ride and you can see the other vehicles in your group on the map.
Yep.
And you can even play Pac-Man if you want. They call it Follow the Leader. I call it Pac-Man. But basically, you can click on either the vehicle in front of you or maybe the vehicle in the front of the group, and they will leave their trail and you basically eat up behind. And what's great about this is there's no more guessing of what corner they took or where the rest of your group is. You know, it's still always good to check up every once in a while, check on the group, look back, make sure everyone's there. You know, that's common trail courtesy is you never take corner without checking the vehicle behind you. But now you have that confidence as well with the screen that you can see everyone's taking the right corner and you can keep the group together that way. It also has messaging. So you're out of cell phone range and you're ready to stop for lunch. You can do that. Maybe you did get a flat tire. You can send a message to the group. You just want to encourage people to use low range because there's a rock crawl coming up or something. You can send a bunch of pre-prescribed messages as well as you can write your own and send it to the group, which is really cool as well. What's new for Polaris Expedition is we did on North Stars, we added Ride Command Plus technology. So that actually has cell modem in it, so you can actually connect with your vehicle from your cell phone and get critical information on the vehicle. So you can check its location, you can check its health and diagnostics, check its battery level, a number of things, which is, again, we were talking about saving time, which is helpful is, you can check in on your vehicle and go, hey, is it ready for the ride this weekend or not? So pretty cool technology on the Ride Command front. From the audio standpoint, I am a music guy. I can't play it, but I love listening to it. So we actually partnered with JBL Audio for this vehicle, and they just did a fantastic job. They were able to develop speakers specifically for this vehicle, did a tune specifically for this vehicle, and their capabilities are really strong. So really proud of that work. It's got a great system, man.
Yeah.
You got to hear it. So we've got two 6.5-inch speakers in the dash. It's got tweeters above the dash.
Okay.
It's really cool. They have a nice little touch of orange tweeters behind the grill. So just really subtle, like JBL. It's got 4-inch drivers in the back. And then it's got a massive 10-inch, 20-liter subwoofer basically below the center console.
Oh.
And the system is really good. The what we went for was an immersive experience. So when you're sitting in the driver's seat, you don't hear one speaker overpowering another. It's like you're immersed in the music. The tuning is really good. The phasing is right on. And, again, it just adds to the experience, like we just talked about. It's
yeah.
It's all about the experience. And for a lot of people, music is part of that experience. And mm-hmm. so there's nothing more fun than cruising down the trail, now in an enclosed cab, so yep. you're at the temperature and comfort you want to be with the with the soundtrack that you want to go with your day. It's pretty amazing.
Yeah, that's awesome. And kind of just run us through the lineup that the system you just referred to, assuming on the Ultimate models, or is it come down yep. the line too?
Yeah, so we've got the what we're calling the JBL Trail Pro 4100.
Okay.
Similar to home audio, right? Mm-hmm. So it's got four positions. It's got the front, it's got the rear, plus a subwoofer. That system, 500 watts, that comes in Ultimate and Northstar.
Okay.
And then on our premium system, we're putting in the Trail Pro, what we're calling the 2100, 2000. So it's just the speakers and the dash and the tweeters up okay. on top of the dash. That has a JBL head unit. Again, this is for the customer that's maybe they're not looking for the GPS, or they're on a budget, or mm-hmm. They like music, but they're not an audiophile and need the big system. Sure. It's more kind of like a delighter. Like, yeah, you're bringing music along with you. It's there when you need it, yep. but you didn't have to pay for the big system. So so kind of two choices there. Either way, you'll be pleased. But tell you what, that 4100 is pretty impressive.
Yeah,
it's got a lot of bass, which is my personal favorite.
Awesome. Yeah, it seems a lot. You know, we're almost getting to automotive quality fit and finish on this machine, which is really, really cool to see in the industry. It's awesome that we get to be a part of it, you know, being that Polaris launched it.
Exactly. I'm glad you brought it up, because it really was about quality in the fit and finish, but also even down to the audio system.
Yeah.
You know, when you sit in and you listen to this one, I think ourselves and our competition, we've continue to add features and add audio and add volume and output. What you'll notice with this system is how clear it sounds and the quality. It is tight, it is crisp, it is really clear. The bass doesn't run away from you. It's high quality components, high quality tune. That's why I say again, it's an experience. Like,
yeah.
Forget the specs. It sounds good. It's a great experience. It's really fun.
So while we're inside the vehicle, we just spent a good amount of time talking about the audio system, and it sounds like truly a great place to be in just from that alone, but quality and comfort inside also has stepped up, you know, not to give away too much, but you mentioned 5-seat option now, and, you know, one thing I noticed personally was just the switchgear on it, how, you know, the knurled finishes on the switchgear on the radio and the HVAC system, unlike anything we've seen in a Polaris vehicle before. So dive into really, this whole thing just stepped its game up completely. Mm-hmm. So talk to us about how we're going to be comfortable while we're driving behind the wheel or in the backseat for this instance.
Yeah, definitely. So, I mean, attention to detail, right, was the key. But let's back up. I mean, comfort was one of those things that were paramount for us to bring with the new Polaris Expedition. General is well known as one of the more comfortable side-by-sides out on the market, and we wanted to improve upon that, and it's because we do expect people to spend a long time in it.
Sure.
We want them to go on long trips. We want them to go on 3-day weekends. I mean, we gave it a larger fuel tank so you could go further and spend more time in the vehicle, right?
Yeah.
And your day is more enjoyable if everyone's having a good time and everyone's comfortable, right?
Yep.
Everyone knows if you have a family or you're taking people out, it's like the more comfortable they are, the longer you're going to get to be out there, more enjoyable it's going to be for everyone. So obviously we gave it the North Star. That does a lot, right, for the comfort. But didn't stop there. So the interior, the seating position is new. So it's it was similar to General, but we actually lowered the seats about an inch, and we brought the seats inward about an inch as well. So you're actually sitting in the vehicle a little bit more. This helped us with, you know, again, keeping full doors at 64 inches wide, but yet still a really spacious cab. So you notice there's great room in the cab. You've got elbow and shoulder room between the door and the center console, which is really nice. But that seating position helped a lot of bringing the driver and passenger down and in a bit. We also added adjustability. Maybe one of the coolest things about the interior is the variety of fit of a user that can fit in there and be comfortable. Mm-hmm. And so we added fore aft adjustability. So we've got 6 inches. The seat slides 6 inches forward and backwards, which is great. That's 50% more than we had on General or Razor. It also has telescoping steering on Ultimate and North Star trim levels. So not only can you adjust the steering up and down, but in and out, so you can really get comfortable. And we paid a lot of attention to knee clearance. So particularly those users that are taller, they will notice the extra cabin room, and then we cleared out. We designed the dash in a way that you don't have knee contact, and it's really, really comfortable while still actually improving those that are a little shorter stature, the comfort for them by the seat comes up closer. We have the telescoping steering. We still have some heel pockets and dead pedal in there, and it's really comfortable. The seat itself is a single piece plastic shell with padding, made by one of the best in the business. The vendor we partnered with did a really good job, did a lot of pressure mapping, a lot of technical things that really made a very contoured but comfortable seat, again, for long-term trail riding. So it's great. And then you'll notice the fit and finish details.
Yeah.
The material's great. It's got, you know, like a leather grain. It's got nice stitching. The seat's really nice. It's got a padded center console that's, again, cut and sew with, you know, a little thread stitching. The switches are laid out very easy. Like you just mentioned, the HVAC, it's knurled. It's just three easy knobs. You can control your temperature, control where it goes. So you can do, you know, feet, dash, defrost, or a combination of them. And then a couple different modes as well, where it has, you know, defrost, AC, and so on and so forth.
Sure.
And fan speed. So that's all laid out. The dash is very intuitive. You've got switches in the center. All your drive line, so your four-wheel drive switch, your winch switch, your drive mode switch, that's all by your gear shifter. So just think right hand is all drive control. We actually put the headlights on the left side so you can get to your headlights whether you're inside or outside the vehicle. Sometimes when you want to turn on or off your lights, you're actually maybe outside of the vehicle,
sure,
right?
Yeah.
So we tried to think about that usability. It's got a new gauge integrated into the dash right in front of the driver. It's got a nice black screen with four colors, new shape. So it's kind of a nice modern touch to that. And for the passenger, it's got grab handles, so the door and a grab handle in the center. So really nice and intuitive. You know, really tried to focus on, again, easy and intuitive and, dare I say, welcoming, right?
Mm-hmm.
So even the exterior handles, we've redesigned that they're just pull straight out. Very common in the automotive space, but have not been on our vehicles yet. You know,
if,
you know, some of our vehicles have had the door handles on the inside, and, you know, you're kind of guessing where it is, or your kids can't find it from the outside or whatever. So we tried to make it very easy and intuitive. You open the doors, it's easy to get in and out. The doors are very solid and close easily. And then as you get into the back seat, we were talking about that flat floor in the back.
Yep.
that allowed us to have the five passengers. The center passenger has plenty of foot room themselves. The seats are easily adjustable, it's nice. We even have little features like when you want to flip the seat down, it's got a little tuckaway flaps. Basically, you tuck the seat belts away so they're out of the way. You can flip the seat up or down, whichever way you'd like it. Nice. So, you get in the interior and you'll be pleasantly surprised at how the refinement that's in there and how nice it is. It's got every one of them come with a roof liner, so even that's got a premium touch. We've got dome lights in the North Star. It's got floor lights. And then there's little things that you'll notice as you get into it.
Yeah.
We even made the cup holders in the back removable.
Okay.
So you can decide, hey, cup holders or more storage space, sure. Right? So, there's a lot of cool little touches inside.
That's very awesome. And I think one thing you really mentioned or you kind of pointed to is that it's a welcoming thing. And, you know, for the potentially new target audience for Polaris Expedition who might not be used to an off-road machine, you know, a lot of these touches are going to be very familiar. And
yeah.
I think that's really cool to hear from my perspective. I didn't really realize that until now. And yeah, this thing I think is going to be really, really exciting. And
yeah.
Kind of just the future of what Polaris Expedition can be in the industry as a whole. It sounds really, really, it's cool. It's
nice, yeah, exciting. Absolutely. Well, I'm glad that you're excited about it, man. I'm obviously excited about it, but to see you excited about it as well is really cool. And you hit it, you know. The more intuitive and easy and familiar is a word I like to use, mm-hmm. that we make it. It's easier for people to get into the space, get in the vehicle, very comfortable with it. It's very confidence inspiring. And we are just at an event showing some customers, but I can't wait to get to the next and see their response, which so far has been very positive and very fun, honestly. And I hope a lot of people enter the space with this vehicle, you know, based on making it intuitive, making it confidence inspiring, everything you can do with it. It's going to be pretty cool. And I can't wait to see what they do with it.
Absolutely. Me as well. Well, David, I really, really appreciate you sitting down with us. Great conversation. Thank you so much for going into all the details on Polaris Expedition's really cool vehicle. Obviously we've said it over and over and over here. But before we let you go, any last thoughts that you'd like to let the audience know on Polaris Expedition?
Boy, well, I think we just touched on it, right? But, I'll just reiterate that this whole spirit of the design or the concept came from being motivated by those that like to adventure, mm-hmm. in a bunch of different spaces, right? And we coined the term the 72-hour adventure, and that's what we want to deliver to the customer. And what I really like is that the engineering team really leaned into that. We designed a vehicle that can deliver the 72-hour adventure, and then it comes through in the marketing, and our tagline is keep chasing the wild. And I really think that does capture the essence of this vehicle and this brand really well. And so that's all I'd leave you with is I do encourage people to go chase the wild. I think it's a super cool thing. I think it's amazing to have experiences with your family and friends that you could not do without a side-by-side, or places that you wouldn't otherwise go without a side-by-side. And so I love the tagline for that reason. And without being too tacky, I just encourage people to go do that, because I think it's amazing. I think those are memories that you'll never forget. And I hope this vehicle that helps people do that.
Awesome. Well, I think a lot of people out there would agree with you. But again, thanks goes to you for sitting down and running us through this awesome new machine.
Awesome. Thanks, man. Appreciate it.
There you have it, listeners. A comprehensive, detailed look at the brand new Polaris Expedition. I want to give a massive thank you to David for running us through all the details on this brand new Polaris side-by-side. The Polaris Expedition is quite the game changer in the off-road space, and we here at Polaris are extremely excited for it and cannot wait to see all the adventures it takes you on. Thank you to our listeners, as always. Thank you for the support by downloading, listening, and subscribing to the podcast. If you enjoyed today's episode, consider leaving us a 5-star rating and share the episode with your friends. Be sure to check out our archived episodes for all things Polaris Off-Road and subscribe to the podcast so you never miss an episode. Don't forget to check the description of this episode for helpful links to the Polaris Off-Road YouTube channel, Polaris Expedition product page, and Polaris Off-Road Help Center, where you can find more information on the new Polaris Expedition. Lastly, if you have a question or suggestion for a future episode, let us know by hitting the Contact Us link. Stay tuned for future episodes, and until next time, this has been the Polaris Podcast. Hello, riders. Before you go, a quick reminder that the Polaris Podcast is brought to you by the Polaris Help Center. The Help Center is the first stop for vehicle information, maintenance tips, and how-to videos. Look for the Help Center under Owner Support at the bottom of any Polaris Off-Road webpage. Also, I want to mention that all riders should always wear helmets, eye protection, and footwear, and refer to the owner's manual for additional protective gear instructions and requirements. Never ride under the influence of drugs or alcohol. Ride within the limits of your own abilities. Never engage in stunt or exhibition driving. And most of all, have fun. That's it for this podcast. Now get out and ride. We'll see you in the next one.